fall is the best time to start preparing for next year's giant pumpkins. We have tips for success next on Western Life Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Now's the time to prepare your garden for great pumpkins next year. Kyle Fox with the Utah Giant Pumpkin Growers starts with the soil.
If there was a way of really creating the perfect potting soil for your entire patch, that would be the key. And there is actually a way, and that's actually what a lot of the bigger pumpkins come out of, is patches that have full potting soil that's created by the grower, but bringing in a lot of material, organic matter. And now is the time to do that, to prepare for next season, bring in materials right now. Some leaves, I believe the sycamore tree is actually the worst that you don't want to put in your patch. But I will really suggest try to stick to your mulch that you'd get at your local city facility and manures. The volume of, if you take a leaf bag that's full and fluffy and huge, I mean, really when you compound that down and smash it down, you might end up with like a shovel load. So the volume that we're trying to achieve is 6, 8, 12 inches of material. That takes quite a bit of leaf to get to that point. I mean, what's happened, what they've been fed, when it goes through the compost system, some of that is broken down. But really getting it on, whatever you're putting on, you're putting it on in the fall, and it gives it time to break down over the winter and not be so hot, not be so full of whatever you're bringing in your patch. Everything is leached out down deeper into the soil. So if you're adding content to native soil, I would suggest till the native soil, throw a layer of new stuff down, till that.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.